Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Bet, and we're looking at the third Mishnah in the third Perek, a very famous Mishnah, and that is Elohin HaPsulin. And it's unclear here whether we're talking about Psulin Ladin or Psulin La'idud. For right now, we'll read it as both. Following are invalid as witnesses because of Psul. Now, these are all invalid Midurabanan. And we will see how that all fleshes out. Hamasachik Bekubia, somebody literally who plays with dice and is a gambler. Hamalva Beribit, Umafriche Yonim, those who make birds fly. We'll see what that means. Besochari Shvit, those who deal with Shemitah. The last piece, Sochari Shvit, we'll deal with in the next podcast. Therefore, we'll also deal with this next statement of Rabbi Shimon there. Betchila hayu korinotan osfei shvit. Misharabu ha'anasin chazruli kotan sochare shvit. And what that may mean, we'll look at in the next podcast. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Eimatai bizman shein lehen umanut elahu. Rabbi Yehuda says that this invalidation of Masachet Bekubi, etc., is only if they have no other livelihood. If they have another livelihood, the fact that they engage in these things does not invalidate them. Okay, we're going to go piece by piece. Masachet Bekubi, my kavid. What's wrong with a guy who's gambling? He says, because of that smachta, meaning when the other gambler puts his money down, he does not really fully give it of his own free will. He assumes he's going to win. V'asmachta lokanya. And therefore, this gambler who's winning is a gazlan because he's taking money that's not his. That is Rabbi Merchama. Rav Sheshna Amar, kol ki ay gavna lav asmachta hi. Sheshna, that's not called an asmachta. Nothing like that's an asmachta. That's part of the way the game goes. You put money down, you might lose, you might win. Ella l'fisha ein asukin b'yeshivo shalom. He says the reason that a gambler is pasul l'din is because he doesn't he's not involved in productive or constructive contribution to society. Now, that may mean, like Rashi seems to point out, is that since he's not engaged in regular commerce, he doesn't know all the sort of things that occur, and therefore he's pasul l'din because of ignorance. Now, my benayu, what's the difference between these two approaches? That's very easy. If he has another kind of livelihood, then according to Rav Sheshit, it's fine. Now, d'nan, as it says in our Mishnah, Yehuda, imatav, izman she'en l'munuta lahu, aval yesh lanu munuta shalahu, k'sharim. Rabbi Yehuda said that explicitly in the Mishnah. So we see that the entire reason for our Mishnah, all of the categories, is because these are people who are not productive members of society. So Kashla and Rachama. So that's a challenge to Rachama, who explained that it was because of Asmachta. So you might think that maybe the position of the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, which is that these things inherently are problematic, and that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, no, it's because of Yeshuva Shel Olam. Every time that Rabbi Yehuda qualified in a Mishnah or a Braita and says, Eimatai, when is this true, or Ubameh, in what case is this true, he's not disagreeing, he's just explaining. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eimatai Lefaresh, Bameh Lachlok, when he says Bameh, he really is disagreeing, but Eimatai, in what case, is his code word for saying, I'm just explaining them. Which means the Kulei Alma Eimatai Lefareshu. Eimatai is always an explanation, and in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said Eimatai, which means that he, according to the presentation of the Mishnah, everybody agrees that the issue is simply Sheino Sukin B'Yeshuva Sholam. So Gavra Karamit, are you challenging one Gavra against the other? In other words, maybe Rambam Bar Chama disagrees with both Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, and says that Eimatai means a disagreement, and Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing, and my position is like Rabbanan. Mar Savar Pligi, Mar Savar Lo Pligi. So wait a second, Velo Pligi. Now we're going to totally support Rambam Bar Chama and say everybody's got to agree that Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda disagree. V'atanya bein sheish lo umnut shelohu, bein she'en lo umnut elohu. Whether or not he has another livelihood, harei is a pasul. And Masachet Bekubi is pasul. Whether or not he has another livelihood. Now, according to what you just said, nobody could be the author of that opinion. So the answer is, and it's a little bit strange kind of support. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, mishum Rabbi Tarfonhi. There is a famous Braita in Nazir, we dealt with it then, in which you have a case in which a person says, I'm a Nazir if that guy's a Nazir, and then another guy says, I'm a Nazir if that guy's not a Nazir, and then I'm a Nazir if the other guy knows it, all sorts of other things where they're being depending on certain realities that aren't clear to them, and it's conditional. Tanur Bihudah Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. There's a whole discussion by Chambed Hillel. How many of them are Nazirim? The Olam Ein Achad Mehem Nazir. Rabbi Tarfon says none of them are Nazirim. Why? The Fishaloni Nan Nazirut El Aflo. Nazirut needs a clear, explicit expression and an unequivocal one. And therefore, the application is that in the same way, when you put money down, unless you 100% are giving it away, it's not given away. That's called an asmachta, but it's only according to Tarfon, who demands a much higher level of clarity when it comes to a transaction. Okay, but our opinions will be that this is not a problem asmachta, and the problem is their livelihood. Now, malva beribit, that's the second one. Amarava, lava beribit, pasal edut. If you borrowed money beribit, you're pasal edut. I varantan malva beribit. But our Mishnah says the one who lends beribit, who's obviously, even though they're both in violation, he's the greater criminal. So, milva hamba beribit. Read our Mishnah not as malva beribit, but milva beribit, meaning any loan that has ribit attached. Now we have an interesting story. Bar binitos, fellow, asidu be treisadi. Two witnesses testified against him to invalidate him as a witness. Charamar kami didi ozif beribit. One of them said, in my presence, he lent money beribit. V'chadamar le didios beribit. And the other one said, he lent me money beribit. Which means, according to Rava, this guy is also pasul because he borrowed beribit. Pasle Rava le barbinitos. Rava accepted the testimony and invalidated his barbinitos. V'harava unamar le beribit pasul leidut. V'havi le rasha. But according to Rava, the second witness is admitting that he borrowed beribit and he's a rasha. V'atorim ra'al tesh rasha aid. You're not allowed to have a rasha be an aid. The answer is Rava the Tamei, Damarava Adam Karvitzatzma. We saw this in the first parak. Ve'en Adam Isimatzma Rasha. Since a person can't testify about himself and define himself as a Rasha, therefore his statement that I borrowed money from him at Beribit is only accepted as Palginan, the half of it which says this guy lent Beribit. The fact that I'm the guy borrowed from him is just ignored. Okay, Hahu Tavcha Dishtakach Tanavka Trefeta Metuta Yade. This interesting story of Tshuva, perhaps. And there was a shochet that we found that he was selling trefot. Pasa Rav Nachman va'avrei. Rav Nachman fired him. He took away his teuda and he fired him. Azol rabbe mazeh v'tufrei. So this fellow went and had his hair grow long and his nails grow long, showed sign of avelut. So Rav Nachman lachshuri. So Rav Nachman said, okay, maybe I can bring him back. He's done tshuva. Amalei Rava dilma yaruma kama'arim. Rava said, maybe he's trying to fool you. He said to his rabbi. Alamai Takante, so Rav Nachman said, how does he ever get himself rehabilitated? Kravidi Baravin, Ravidi Baravin, Hachashud ala Trefot. If somebody's Chashud that they're selling Trefot, which means a financial issue, Eno Takanad Shilech Lamakom Shin Makiminoto. He has to go somewhere they don't know him. The Achzir Aveda Vedavar Chashuv. He has to return an Aveda that's really expensive. Oshiotzi Trefot Matachat Yadav Vedavar Chashuv Mishalo. Or to admit that something he has is a trefo, which is expensive, meaning has to demonstrate that his morals are greater than his pecuniary interest. Okay, why does he have to go somewhere they don't know him? So he's not doing it for a show. He's doing it really because he's changed. Mafriche yonim. By the way, the Rishonim are divided about that last statement, whether that has to be in another town or that can be in the same town. Mafriche yonim, people who make birds fly. My mafriche yonim, what is that? So we have two opinions. Hacha tergama tirguma. Here we explained itiktame yonach liyon. If my bird gets in front of your bird, meaning it's a race. Rechambar shayamar ara. He says it's alluring, meaning you train birds to lure other birds to come to your dovecote. Mandamar itiktame yonach liyon. So the one who said it's bird racing, my tamalomar ara. He said, why didn't he like the ara approach? After all, my ownership of a bird typically is not really an ownership. And the only reason Chachamim say that if I take somebody else's bird or lure him away, it's Gzela, is because of Darkei Shalom. And so therefore, training the birds to do this is not really a violation of Gzela. Uman Damar Ara, so the guy who said trapping, my tamalo amar ita kadme yonach leon, why didn't he say that it's bird racing? His answer is because that's Mesachek Bekubia. Why would you have two components of gambling in the same Mishnah? The Idach, what's the answer to that? Tana Tola B'dat, that's what Tana Tola B'dat Yono. That we have to have one case where it's up to you and one where it's up to your bird. Utsricha di Tana Tola B'dat Tatsmo, if you only had the case of on your own, which is gambling, Hatam Lo Gamar Mikni, you could say, yeah, there you're not fully giving the money over. I know how to play this game better than he does, and I'll get it back. I will tell him that Yono, when it's based on your bird, aim low. You might think, a bird is a bird. I can't control it. Vitana told him that Yono, if you had only had the bird racing, that depends on me hitting, hammering, and making noise to attract the bird. I know how to do that better. But when you're just gambling, you might think that you don't have any particular talent. It's all luck. And this comes down to the issue of games of chance, to what extent skill is involved. Okay, so we have Meitave against this approach that Mafriche Yonim is referring to luring. Hamasache Bikubi of Breita, that goes through all of our things and adds also the rehabilitation component. What is Masache Pikubi? Yeah, people who play with tiles. Even if they use shells of nuts, whatever they use for gambling. What is considered to be rehabilitation, that they're now kosher? When they break their tiles, and they give an absolute chazara, I'm never doing this again. They won't even play it as a game for fun. Malva beribit, what's that? Echad hamalva v'echad halova, like Rava said, whether you're the borrower or the lender. Ve'ematai chazaratan, what is considered to be a chazara? Mishi yikru'u et shitrehen v'yachzur ben chazarag morai. If they tear up the shtarot and say, I'm never going to do this thing. Afilo nochvidam nosvi. They won't even lend to a non-Jew with usury. Mafricha yonim, what's that? Elo shim marina tayonim, they make the birds fly. Mamri. V'lo yonim belvaramru, not just pigeons, el afilu behemachay avaof, even animals and other birds. V'ematai chazaratan mishpirishpirot pig mehen, when they break the stands that the birds stand on. In other words, the setup for this thing. V'yachzur ben chazarag mura, afilu midbar namilov, they won't even do it out in the desert. So charei shvi'it, what's that? Elo shenosim nonim perot shvi'it, those are people who do commerce with perot shvi'it. V'ematai chazaratan, if the next shvita comes, they don't do any business. That's their chazarat. By the way, in all of these things, it's not just saying I won't do it again. You have to return the money. So, for instance, in the Socharei Shvi'it case, Omer, ani ploni varponi kinasti matayim zuz perot shvi'it. You have to get up and announce, I took in this amount of money, perot shvi'it, varein nitanim baton al anim, and now I'm giving them to the anim. Now, the whole point of this breita was Ketani Mihat Behema. It mentioned Behema in the context of Mafricha Yonim as an example. It's not just Yonim, it's even Behema. If you call it a bird race, then I understand it could be an animal, it could be a dog race, it could be a horse race, it could be anything. Mandamar Arab, when it comes to luring, Behema Batachi, Behema don't do that. So it sounds like we're supporting the position of Yonach Leon. And the answer is yes. Bishor Habar, some sort of a wild ox, which evidently we don't have anymore. Chamanu Ashor Bar Min Behemahu. It's a machloket in Kilayim that non Shor Bar Min Behemahu, Rabbi Yosir Min Chaya. So who's the Behemah we're talking about? It's this Shor Habar who evidently they were able to send out and he would go and attract other animals. Okay, we have two more brightot to deal with adding to the list. Tana Hosifu Alein HaGazlanin VaChamsanin. So we have Gazlanim or thieves and Chamsanim who are strong armors who force you to sell. Gazlan Doraita, what do you mean? A thief is Doraita. So, lo nitzuchal mitzir chereshet of a cotton. Remember, the Mishnah Kitten says that mitzir chereshet of a cotton is considered gzeila being a darke shalom. In other words, a chereshet of a cotton can't acquire anything. But if they have something, you take it from them, or if they have a mitziah, and you take it from them, then, so we said, mitzir darke shalom, we give them a kinyan drabanan. If you steal that from them, you're a gazlan drabanan apostle. Now, why did they have to add that? Mikara saw from Mitzir Chereshev to Katan Lo Shchicha. It's an uncommon thing. Inami Mnei Dar Kishalom Alma, or because it's just Dar Kishalom, it's not a big deal. Kevin the Chazar to Sof Sof Mamona Hu the Kashakli, but in the end they realized they're taking money, which means these guys are demonstrating that it's more important to fill their pockets than to act ethically. So Paslin Rabbanan, the Rabbanan invalidated them. Hacham Sanin, what's that? Mikara saw Rudamikayahiv. Originally they said, look, they're strong arms, but they're paying for their stuff. They're paying for what they're getting. Akrai Malmahu, and it's just an incident. Kevin the Chazu the Kachatfi, when they saw that, and then they were really grabbing stuff and not paying for it, Gazra Rabbanan. So then they said, all Hacham Sanin are apostle. Okay. Tana Oro Sifu Alein Haroim Hagabain Vamochsin. They added another three to the list. Shepherds, tax collectors, and customs collectors. Roim, why did they have to add it? Mikara Sovra Kri Baalmuhu. They originally thought that when shepherds allow their animals to graze in other people's fields, it's incidental. Kevin to Chazu to Kamachavni Vishadu the Chatchila, once they saw that the shepherds were directing them to other fields, Gazu Barabon, and they made a Xera. Gaboin Vamochsin, what's that? Mikara Sovra Maida Kitzlahu Kashakli. We thought that the customs and tax collectors are taking what their due is. Came in a chazu the Kashakli Yatero, once they saw they were taking more than that, Paslinu, they invalidated them. Okay. Amarava. Roesha Amru, Echad Roebe Madakava, Echad Roebe Magasa. It doesn't matter if he's a shepherd or a cowherder. He is a puzzle. Umi Amarava Hachi, since when did Rava say that Amarava Roebe Madakava Eretz Yisrael Psulin? Shepherds in Eretz Yisrael are puzzle. But Chutzlarts Ksherin, and Chutzlarts they're okay, which already is strange. Roebe Magasa, Philip Eretz Yisrael Ksherin, and cowherders are kosher everywhere. So here, out of the four possibilities, Rava says only one is puzzle, before he said all four are puzzle. So the answer is that last statement is not talking about herders, but about raisers. Because the Rabbanan made a decree against raising behemadaka, sheep, in Eretz Yisrael, because they eat so much stuff up and they hurt the land, but didn't make such a decree against behemagasa, and there's no problem with raising whatever you want to raise in Chutzlarts. Remember the Mishnah we just had said that if a guy says, I accept these three cowherds as kosher, so that means that they're normally pasul. How could cowherds be pasul? Cowherders be pasul? Rava just said the cowherders are always kosher. The answer is these are herders as opposed to raisers. My lavla edut, isn't that Mishnah talking about edut? La ladina. Actually, that Mishnah is talking about for din. Dekanam niktani shlosharoi bakar. That's why it picked three for din. V'il edut shloshalamali. If it was edut, what do I need three for? V'ala my ladina. So you're saying it's ladin? Mayur Yishloshorai Bakar, what do I need three shepherds, three herders for? Kol Beitlata Lo Gamri Dinanami. Any three guys who don't know what they're doing have the same problem. So I don't need three herders here. So the answer is Hachikamar, Filu Hani, Dolo Shchichi Biyishu. Even these three guys who never come to town, they know nothing about commerce. Even they, if they're accepted, Rabbanan say you can't change your mind. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Stam Roe Pasul, Stam Gabai Kasher. The default of a Roe is Pasul. The default of a Gabai, though, is Kasher. And we'll hear a story now demonstrating that. Abua de Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera's father, Avad Gavyuta Tlaitzoshnin. For 13 years, he was a Gabai for the king. Kaviati Rish Nara Lamata, when the, literally the head of the river, meaning a big macher would come to town, a big collector would come to town, sort of his boss, when he saw the students, he would hint to them in a pasuk to hide in the house. When he saw people in town, he would say, this guy's coming. He'd say, fathers are going to be killed based on their son's testimony and vice versa. So he was scaring them. And everybody would go hide. Ki ati, when the Rish Nara would come, Iman Nibi, said, and who do I collect from? There's nobody here. So he saved the whole town from getting all this collections, which is proving there are some Gaboyim that are good. Ki necha nafshe, who, you know that, but when this guy was dying, Rabbi Zera's father, he said, Shkulu tleisar ma'id et sairili bistinoi. I have 13 ma'ah that are sitting in my money belt. Vahadru le leplonia, go give it to Plony. Shkaltinu mine velo itzterichuli. I had took it and turned out I didn't need it for the taxes. So he was such a good guy that not only did he save everybody from that trouble, but he also returned this money at the end. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up. Mirza Sheman Dav Chav Vav Amud Aleph at the top with our analysis of the end of the Mishnah, which is the issue of Sacharei Shvi'it. Everybody should have a wonderful day.